for you?
Yeah, you know, I spent some time conditioning over the break we had.
No problem. Well, how do you feel about Josh Gordon coming back to the team? I know you weren't here before. You know his history. You know him.
It's exciting, really. Give us another weapon on offense. I'm happy for him to be back on the team. You know, he went to Baylor, part of the family.
How well do you know him?
I know him really well. You know, when I was younger, getting recruited by Baylor and stuff, I used to go to Baylor and watch him play and him and Kendall up there.
Speaking of Baylor, what are your thoughts about playing with RG?
It's exciting. You know, we're all tied in. We all went to the same college. It's just exciting to be a part of the same team.
What do you think your biggest adjustment will be entering the NFL, becoming the player you expect to become?
Really just learning the playbook, getting everything right, doing what I'm supposed to do. I think that's the biggest adjustment, the playbook. But, you know, you spend time working on it. That's why we're here, up here in camp.
Well, some things come naturally, obviously, speed, route running, things you've been doing for a long time.
You said, does it come naturally?
Yeah, well, some of that stuff just happened for you because obviously you're very gifted.
Right, you know, it does, but also listening to our receiver coach, and he's helping us get better. And, you know, listening to him is really the most important thing because he's been here for a long time. He knows what to do and knows what to expect for us, so listen to him.
Were you able to work out with Robert during the break?
I went up to L.A. to work out with him for 3 days. You know, he looked really good. He's ready to roll. Our connection is really, really good, too. So now we're excited to be here at camp.
Was that with Tom House and those guys?
I believe that's the quarterback coach's name. I'm not for sure.
We talked about the lack of routes you had to run at Baylor. Is that no longer a problem, or is that like even overblown, or what?
I think it's not a problem. I adjusted really well. If you're an athlete, I feel like in your receiver at this level, you should be able to adjust to all the routes.
What do you expect from training camp? You know, a lot of people think it's a grind. Have you asked a lot of veterans what it's going to be like?
Right, I have asked a lot of people. Like you said, it's going to be a grind. It's time to get better. You know, we're getting ready for the season, just preparing ourselves and to getting our body and our mind ready for the season because, you know, it's going to be a lot of stuff. Doesn't go the way we want it to go, but we got to make sure our mind stays focused.
Corey, had you met and actually spoken to Josh Gordon, you know, while you were at Baylor or while you were, you know, back in Texas? Did you know him before this?
Right, I knew JG way before this. Like I said, when I was at Baylor, when I was like sophomore going up there to visit and stuff, I remember watching him practice. He's an exciting player. I'm happy he's a part of the Browns.
And had you actually, like, you know, had developed any type of little, like, relationship with him? I mean, did you know him or speak to him or did
right.
he mentor you or anything like that?
I know him really well over the years. You know, I talk to him on the phone. He'll call me, I'll call him. We got a good relationship. And like I said, I'm happy he's a part of this team.
Yeah,
what's the biggest difference with when you first started throwing with Robert and now after having the time in L.A.?
The biggest difference, I have to say, just, you know, I'm coming in, learning everything. A lot of stuff is getting thrown my way. And rookie minicamp and OTAs really prepared me and helped me, you know, to see what's going to happen in training camp now. So when I went up to L.A., you know, it wasn't like I was just starting fresh. I knew a little bit more than I knew at the beginning, so it helped me out a lot. I know what he expected, how the routes should be, and our timing's really good.
Hugh Jackson said today that in conversations with you, you've told him, I want to be the best receiver on this team. With Gordon here, is that still doable?
Like you said, I do want to be the best receiver on this team. And, you know, that's my goal. I have, when I was at Baylor, I wanted to be the best receiver on that team. That's just the way I am. And I'm going to work really hard and, you know, live up to that goal I have.
When you, you know, when you look out there and you see the potential for you and Josh Gordon and Terrell Pryor and some of the other guys that you have, what do you guys, you know, what does that mean to have all you guys on this receiving corps?
It's a special group of receivers, well, I have to say. And it's exciting because a lot of people can do a lot of different things. We're all a little bit different, but, you know, exciting when you have a group of guys like this and you know you can just really count on anybody to be where they need to be, as you know, as a Robert Griffin, RG3.
How does Josh seem to you now that he's back here and you've gotten a chance to talk to him yesterday or today or whatever?
He seems just fine. You know, he knows what he has to do. You know, he's going to work real hard. He's going to do what he needs to do to get on the field and be the best that he can be.
Hey, Corey, because you've known him for so long, it's been hard to see Josh, you know, have his career be sidetracked. He had so much promise and potential early on.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason. I look at things that way, and he learned from his mistakes, and he knows what he has to do.
If at some point he's able to reach the level that he has in the past, and you're on the field with him, do you guys complement each other well? I mean, he's a much bigger physical-looking receiver than you.
Right, like I said, we're all a little different in the receiver room, but we're going to be excited for each other, cheer each other on, and we're really just worried about winning football games.
Even though you're younger than him, Hugh Jackson was talking today about how he thinks that the players and Josh Gordon's teammates will be a huge part in helping him kind of stay on track and do the right thing. Even though you're a little younger, do you feel like you can be instrumental in helping him?
Right. I feel like I can help him and he can help me. You know, you learn off people, and, you know, he's played in the NFL, so he can teach me a lot of things that I don't know. I've been in the system, in Hugh Jackson's system, longer than he has, so I can, you know, if he need any help, I can help him with that. So that's how I feel about that.
And can you just talk about the last time, you know, you came into a Hugh Jackson camp, he called you out for being out of shape. What did you do in the time off to make sure that wasn't going to happen this time around?
Like I said, I worked out, went to L.A., I ran, but it's just different coming in not knowing what to expect and now coming in what to expect, but it's hard. You know, our offense is really fast-paced, but it's exciting, and I'm ready to roll.